The Cedar Cultural Center in Minneapolis has earned a reputation over the past quarter-plus century for very creative programming. Some of the most unique music I've ever heard, I've heard there. So when I learned that the Cedars MN Express was coming to Grand Rapids, I knew we were in for an adventure. I was not wrong. The Cedars MN Express is a statewide touring project featuring five artists formerly commissioned by the Cedar to compose new work. Other stops on the tour: Austin, Duluth, Morris, and Northfield. The lineup is Abby Wolf on vocals, Nicholas Gaudette on upright string bass, Nathan Hansen on saxophone and clarinet, Kyle Sobchak on guitar, and Sarah Pianen on violin. You might have heard me talk about Sarah's solo performance at the Grand Rapids Library last month. MN Express presents an evolved, collaborative version of the artist's commissioned pieces, as well as new material created by the quintet specifically for the tour. It's hard to describe the sound created by the group. All five have individual, distinctive sounds. I guess if I had to file it in a category, or if I had to locate it, for example, in one of Northern Community Radio's CD libraries, I'd file it under world music. Abby Wolf, the vocalist, made us think of the great Icelandic singer Björk. Her voice is haunting. Sometimes it sounds more like a synthesizer, other times like a string instrument. She does use some sort of electronic device, a small black box with dials and faders, to manipulate her singing. And there weren't a lot of lyrics in her work, just vocalizing. Anyway, it was an exceptional show, song after song. And though I was certainly aware of the fact that we were at McCrosty Arts Center in Grand Rapids, when we left, I felt the way I always feel when we leave the Cedar Cultural Center. My musical horizon is broader, wider, definitely changed. There's currently a very nice, small, contained exhibit in the library at Hibbing Community College, their Art Among the Stacks series. Four artists, mostly clay art, much of it porcelain, and one fabric artist, Catherine Daig. And Catherine, I might not be pronouncing your last name correctly. No one there could help me with that. Catherine's from Hibbing. The others are imports: Ann Meyer from St. Joseph, Minnesota, Barb Anahita King from Joshua Tree, California, and Doris Heppel from Fouveau, France. The installation is up through November 5th. If you're in the neighborhood, it's worth a stop at the Hibbing Community College Library.